Sega.
And welcome in. You've got Off to the Races on my 96.7 FM WDLR AM 1270. Another action-packed show for you today. I am your host, Mike Bozich. We have got Hall of Fame driver Tim Tietrich on the program today. Going to talk to him about a myriad of topics, including Sylvia Hanover's world record performance, along with Char Tin, one of the best pacing mares of all time, and her induction into the Living Harness Horse Hall of Fame, and more. Plus, we're going to talk to Meadows track announcer Jeff Zidek. This is the big day, the adios, the pace for the Orchids, and the state of Ohio well represented with three outstanding superstars in that particular race. We'll tell you about them in just a moment. But we do want to tell you that the Off to the Races is brought to you by our good friends at the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and drive-through feed store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Well, posts are set, and we are set for the big day, the pace for the Orchids, the adios, the $385,000 event. And let's talk about the Field of Nine, the three Ohio superstars that will be racing. Rick Wink will start from post position number two, and driver Chris Page has called this horse the best horse that nobody knows about. He was a $27,000 purchase from the Ohio Select Jug Sale back in 2023, and Rick Wink has just been on fire, unstoppable so far. Looking ahead, number four, Swingtown, won a division of his elimination, earner of $653,202, one of three horses in this race, one of three Ohio breds of this race, trained by Ron Burke, and of course the other, the great Sippin' on Sea Rock, the fastest two-year-old history. He's going to have to come from post position number nine in that fastest two-year-old race. By the way, that was 148-2. For those of you who don't remember, last year at Lexington, that was a $77,000 Lexington Select purchase, was the Ohio two-year-old Colt Pacer of the Year, won the $300,000 Ohio Sire Stakes last year, second place finish in the Breeders' Cup. He's going to have to overcome post nine. Adios later on today when we come back. Tim Tietrich, the Hall of Famer, on Off to the Races.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
And we're back on Off to the Races, my 96.7 WDLR AM 1270. And right now we are joined by a very special guest, Hall of Fame driver Tim Tietrich. Tim, welcome to the program.
Thanks for the introduction. That was wonderful.
We try to do things right here on this program, but listen, couple things for you to talk about with you. First things first, and we're going to get to Sylvia Hanover And a milestone coming up, 14,441 wins. More on that in a moment as well. But Charton was inducted into the Harness Racing Hall of Fame last week. And I know, obviously, you and Charton have had quite a career, quite a go together. And that really had to be something special for you personally to see her get inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Well, Mike, you just said it. It was so cool. She's one of the, she's a great horse, like you get to be part of her career was amazing. And I can't say enough good things about her. It was awesome. It was just totally cool.
Yeah, certainly. And of course, she was a 2019 Horse of the Year. She made over $2.5 million. Fastest mare in the world, 146-4. Was there a race or two for you that stood out to you as far as when she was cutting those big miles?
Well, absolutely. The race there the week before, the same race that Sylvia went, Blue to the owners, we really like to have the world record, the track record and stuff. And that's home state, which I get it. And she jogged around there in 48, and I had her shut down at the wire. And then we go to the Meadowlands on Hambo Day, and she went 46, and one of the best days of my life. She just jogged. One of those efforts that, I'll remember the rest of my life.
And speaking of great mares, Sylvia Hanover, and of course all the attention coming into this year, and certainly so far in the stakes season, was kind of been on Twin B Joe Fresh. And make no mistake about it, she's a great mare. But Sylvia Hanover, over the last couple of weeks, has really stepped up. That win on Pepsi North America Cup night, and then of course the most recent win at Plain Ridge, just two really awesome miles.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. She went a hell of a race, and, it was easy for her. She did it. She got it done, and God bless her,
Visiting with driver Tim Teacher. Now, Tim, let's talk a little bit about your career. Of course, this is the first time on this radio show. Of course, I've had the chance and pleasure to interview you multiple times before, but this is your first foray here on My 96.7. You've got, for those people, of course, it's an Ohio radio station. For those people that may not be all that familiar with you, you've got 14,441 wins. That's you're 559 away from 15,000. You're seventh all-time in the win column. And actually, you're from the Midwest. Tell us about some of those early days.
It was a struggle. Back in the day, I didn't know which side of the horse was supposed to win or lose, So
was that one of the, and as far as getting into driving, I know, of course, your dad and you're from a horse racing family. Did you know right from the jump that you wanted to be a driver, wanted to get involved with horse racing?
Oh, yeah, day one.
Day one. And then, of course, what we can say, 14,441 wins later. Tell us about those early days a little bit in Illinois. I know that's where you got your start. That's where I kind of first started watching you when you got your start at Balmoral and Maywood and some of the Chicago tracks.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I had a great upcoming. I got to learn from some of the greats, Dave McGee and Tony Morgan. I had great teachers, people to learn from, and it's helped my career out immensely. So I'm very fortunate for that.
Visiting with Hall of Famer Tim Teacherick. I had me thinking Tony Morgan there for a second. Tim, let's kind of talk about where we go from here. Now you've got 14,441 wins in the bank, and you've won just about everything there is to win in harness racing. Is there anything more that you'd like to win before you call it a career?
Yeah, win the jug. I want to win the jug. I ain't win the jug yet. I've been close. I've been second twice. The jug, I guess that's the last major thing on the bucket list. So,
you know what? And you're on an Ohio radio station. That was a very, very good answer. Tim Lissel, we certainly appreciate you joining us. Best of luck moving forward. And I'm sure we'll have you on the show again very soon.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right, that was Hall of Fame driver Tim Teacherick. And on his bucket list, this seems like this is a common theme amongst drivers when we ask, even the Hall of Fame drivers, even drivers like Tim that have won pretty much everything, what is that dream race that you have yet to win, that you want to win in your career before it's all said and done? And I have to say, by far, it is the Little Brown Jug. But more a little bit on Charlton, who was inducted into the Living Hall of Fame this year in 2025. And I'm going to read a little excerpt. This is from the HarnessRacingMuseum.com, a little bit on the biography of Charlton, who was foaled on October 20th, 2013 in New Zealand. She was the 2019 Horse of the Year and a world champion pacing mare. She was bred by G.J. Crabb. She began her racing career in Australia as a three-year-old. That was back in 2017. But she would make her name in North America from 2018 to 2020. She was trained by Jim King Jr., driven by her part owner, Tim Tedrick, of course, who we just heard from. She became the fastest distaff standardbred in history with a 146.4 mark in her 2019 Lady Liberty win at the Meadowlands. And that is a record that still stands to this day. She was owned during her North American racing career by Richard Poilucci, of course, Joanne Looney King, Tim Tedrick. She is currently owned by Ole Yoder. Now, in 2018, when she was five, she won 19 of 24 starts. She earned $1,053,036. That was the highest total by a pacing mare ever in one season. And she racked up plenty of major victories, which included the Breeders' Crown, the Blue Chip Matchmaker Series, Roses Are Red, the Lady Liberty, of course. She won that three times, I believe. TVG Mares, the Art Escape, the Betsy Ross Invitational. That was at my place, Harris, Philadelphia. She was named 2018 Dan Patch Older Pacing Mare of the Year. Then at six, she finished on the board in 18 of her 19 starts with 15 victories, just under $1 million. And, you know, listen, for an older pacer or an older trotter to make over $1 million, it's very, very hard to do. But she made $982,177. Again, Blue Chip Matchmaker with Roses Are Red, Lady Liberty, Golden Girls, Art Escapes. She was voted the 2019 Dan Patch Horse of the Year, Pacer of the Year, Older Pacing Mare of the Year. And she became the first older female pacer to be named to the name Horse of the Year, and the first Horse of the Year to have been bred outside of North America. And she certainly deserves her spot in the Living Harness Horse Racing Hall of Fame. Some of the other inductees here in 2025, we certainly want to pay attention to them. World champion trotting mare Ariana G. Boy, she was a good one. How about Marion Marauder, one of only nine trotters in history to win the trotting Triple Crown? World champion put on a show. She retired as the fastest female pacer in history, 147.3. That was back in the late 2000s before Charlton, I believe, broke her record. And then Tom Aldrich, Bob Bonney, Mal Burrows, and Chris Ryder, now Hall of Famers. Of course, the Ohio community knowing Tom Aldrich very well, the former general manager at Northfield Park. The Immortals include Lester Hollenbeck, Bob Key, Harmon Showers, American Winner, Great Singing, Magician, Romali Hanover, and Town Pro. Then, of course, Judy Davis Wilson and Debbie Little into the Communicators Hall of Fame. So hats off and congratulations to all of the Hall of Famers in this year's class. More when we come back. Jeff Zinnick from the Meadows is going to be joining us. He's going to talk about the big day coming up a little bit later on today. The Adios, the pace for the Orchids. You've got Off to the Races on My96.7 WDLR AM 1270. We will be back in just a moment.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
And we are back on I-96.7 WDLR AM 1270. You've got Off to the Races, and we've got a very special guest for you at the time. It's the voice of the Meadows Racetrack, the one and only Jeff Zidek. Big weekend coming up, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for bringing me on.
All right. Of course, Adios weekend is coming up this Saturday. The Pace for the Orchids, certainly one of the big weekends in all the sport of harness racing, is the best three-year-olds descend on the 5/8 mile track. And you had a chance, Jeff, to see a couple of really good eliminations. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first, Jeff, I kind of want to get into your background. This is your first foray on the program. I know I've interviewed you in a previous life before on a podcast long and far away in the distant past, but of course we're on Ohio radio here, so Pittsburgh kind of neighbors the state of Ohio a little bit. But Jeff, tell us a little bit about your background, how you got started in the sport of harness racing, and how you came to be at the Meadows.
Well, I actually started here at the Meadows, believe it or not, 38 years ago as a backup announcer to Roger Houston. Of course, the legendary Ohioan Roger, a Hall of Famer. I worked with Roger full-time for about 10 years and then cut back to part-time for a little over 20 years as I went into higher education and worked in sports information in athletic administration at a college in Pennsylvania. And then when Roger retired from the Meadows, I had the opportunity to turn my part-time broadcasting and fill in for Roger back into full-time. And so 5.5 years ago, I came back. So overall, I've been here 38 years. And loving every minute of it still.
Now, you know, when I first got my start actually back in harness racing way back in 2004, I was at Hazel Park, and I had to fill the shoes of the only announcer they ever had. Jack Riggs was there since 1959, since the place opened. So it was big shoes to fill, and of course you had big shoes to fill, of course, taking over for Roger. What were some of your thoughts kind of, you know, entering that? I mean, did you kind of put any undue pressure on yourself?
I did not, but I can tell you that that's for one reason, and that is because I've been here so long and worked with Roger, I was still looking out at the same track from the same booth and working with the same people. There was no learning curve for me. Now, had I been asked to, with only a background at the Meadows, had I been asked to go to Hazel Park and fill in or take over for somebody who'd been there for decades, or up to Yonkers when Bullet Bob Meyer retired and that type of situation, I might have felt more pressure. But because it was so familiar to me, I'd been here and been working here for, at that point, 33 years, either full-time or part-time, before I came back to fully take over the announcing position, it never felt like any pressure in any way because of that.
Now, Jeff, you've got a big weekend coming up here at the Meadows. Before we get into the actual racing itself, I know you guys have certainly got a lot going on promotional-wise. You've got, a lot of guaranteed pools that are really going to make things very, very profitable, or could make things very profitable for the punter.
$160,000 spread out throughout the day in guaranteed pools. We've got a brand new Adios Pick 6 we're going to try that'll include the Adios in that. We've got the Adios Pick 4. We've got various trifectas, superfectas, and Pick 4s throughout the day where we're guaranteeing money. And those guarantees are going to start early and end late. So, it's $160,000 in guaranteed pools overall for the day. And, yeah, as you said, great opportunity for the bettors.
Yeah, no question about it. Let's talk a little bit about the two eliminations that you you had. And the first one is a horse that I've had a chance to see here at Harrah's Philadelphia, kind of on the Pennsylvania, not even the Sire Stakes circuit, but the Stallion Series circuit, a horse that really has made leaps and bounds improvements, over the last month and a half or so. And that is a horse by the name of Twisted Destiny. He was absolutely huge on Elimination Day last Saturday.
That was the big story, the fact that he came from the Stallion Series. You know, he wasn't a top-notch colt last year. He wasn't projected to be by his connections. He did well. He ended up winning the Stallion Series, and then he parlayed that into a winter of growth and getting stronger yet, and now he has come back. And, I mean, that was an absolutely dominant performance. And one thing, I don't know if people realize this, and I don't know how many times this has happened in any type of stake with elimination races. Twisted Destiny was not the favorite. The favorite in the first elimination did not finish in the top five and did not advance. The favorite in the second elimination did not finish in the top five and did not advance. That is an extremely rare situation where your two favorites in two elimination races, neither of them are even going to be in the final.
Well, yeah, and that goes to show you how competitive this, three-year-old crop is. You know, you've got a horse coming out of nowhere, like we just talked about with Twisted Destiny. Second elimination, a little bit different. It was pretty much the Ron Burke show with, Sippin' on Sea Rock and, of course, Swingtown, the winner.
Yeah, the horse that went right to the front, who did not make the final, he got very tired at the three-quarter pole, and that really jammed some horses up and caused one of them to get an interference break, who ended up coming back to make the final by the name of Makes Sense. That benefited the horses that were making moves to the outside, and it was a well-timed move by Swingtown and a few others that landed them onto the ticket. Railroad Station is one to watch. If you go back and watch that replay, Railroad Station had to check at the three-quarters and absolutely had a ton of pace coming home. That division did not go as fast. Now, the big question then is, does that mean that those horses aren't as fast as Twisted Destiny? Or can you look at it and say those horses didn't have to go as fast and they conserved a little bit more energy for this week? It's always a tough call.
Yeah, fast forwarding to the final, I think it's going to be very, very interesting. Of course, one of the big storylines of the final, trainer Ron Burke, five horses in the final coming up here in just a couple of hours. How do you kind of see the final playing out?
I do think Twisted Destiny is going to try to control things. There's the thought that, okay, with five Burke horses, maybe somebody can go out as a bit of a rabbit and try to run down the front runners. But you got to realize with those five Burke horses, they have different ownership groups. And so it's not as though one group has two horses and they can say, okay, we're gonna really try to press the front runner early. And if we can't make it to the front, maybe that'll tire the front runner out and our other one can come and get it. That's not going to be the case because, yeah, they're five from the same trainer, but they're five different ownership groups and they're racing as five separate entities. But I do think Twisted Destiny is the best. I think he's going to want to be placed at or near the front early. We'll see how kind of a quick tempo, if he can get an easy half or a quick half. I do think it's going to be a quick half.
All right, all the action starts here at the Meadows today at 11:30. Adios, scheduled right around 4:30, 4:45 post time. Jeff, now before we let you go, as an announcer, I have to ask you, and I know you've been doing this for a long time, but are there still butterflies? Do you still kind of get a little bit nervous before that mic goes on as those horses get behind the starting gate for a big race, or is it kind of just business as usual?
On a normal day, it's business as usual, but on Adios Day, you have to, you do feel it a little bit more. And I think I put that pressure on myself a little bit because I almost screwed up my first ever Adios call. I took over in late 2019, so my first Adios was the COVID year. And I gave the right call. I called the local horse, Mike Wilder, local driver, Mike Wilder, winning along the inside. And everybody said, wow, that was such a close finish with the horse flying on the outside. That was really gutsy of you to stick with Wilder. And you did it. You called the right one. I never saw the horse on the outside, Mike. I never saw him coming. So after that, now it kind of makes me think every time before I call the audience, okay, you got to watch for a lot more here. And I don't want to screw that race up of all, especially when this will be on national TV today. So I really got to make sure I'm at my best.
Boy, that was one of those situations where you're either going to look great, A plus, or terrible, F minus. There was no in between.
The funniest part to that is that the horse that I missed was a horse named Chief Mate, who, after his state career, ended up being purchased, and he races here on a weekly basis. So I get an absolute weekly reminder of what nearly ended my announcing career when this horse races every single week.
Listen, they always say I'd rather be lucky than good, and I think that saying lives up to its expectations every time. Jeff, we certainly appreciate you joining us, man. Looking forward to your call for the Adios. Looking forward to a big day of racing.
Thank you, Mike. Hope I see the winner.
Hope I see the winner. Boy, Jeff Siddick, I'll tell you what, fantastic announcer. At the Meadows, and boy, you're asking somebody to do the impossible when they step into the footsteps of one Roger Houston, who has been at the Meadows for a number of years, retiring a few years back, and of course, Jeff Siddick taking over, but he has just done an absolutely wonderful job, and it has helped him, as he's mentioned. He's helped him, it's helped him quite a bit, being the fact that he was there at the Meadows for quite some time. Well, listen, we certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us on another edition of Off to the Races. Make sure you email us if you've got any questions or comments on the program. It's m_bozich@yahoo.com. Again, that email, m_bozich@yahoo.com. And of course, this show would not be here if it wasn't for our fine sponsors. They include the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Caring Down to a Science and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Through Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. We certainly appreciate you joining us. We'll be back for another edition of Off to the Races next Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Have a great week, everybody.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650. 3650.